This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Sometimes you go out on a reporting trip and you bring back the story you pretty much expected you'd get. Sometimes, though, if you're doing it right, you come back with stories you didn't expect you'd get at all. We have been spending, as I think you know, a good deal of time in Erie, Pennsylvania this year for our series, The Big Promise, how Donald Trump's campaign promises are playing out in places that voted for him. Marketplace's Caitlin Esch has produced most of the stories that I've done from Erie. Today, though, a story of her own about technology and infrastructure and digital life in rural America.
One of the things you notice driving around Northwest Pennsylvania, aside from the rolling hills, the old farmhouses, and the occasional small town, are video stores, a lot of them. At Family Video in Erie City, manager Jamie Buey rings up a customer with a towering stack of DVDs.
You still have your half-off program on here as well, so everything's going to be half price for you today.
Half off the towering stack and a free 5-day rental to boot.
It's the customer service aspect that keeps us alive here.
That, and probably the lack of high-speed internet. Nearly 40% of people in rural Erie County don't have access to broadband, as defined by the FCC. That means internet that's fast enough to, say, stream House of Cards or a movie. Buey says that's one of the reasons she took a job here 5 years ago.
For the longest time, we had satellite internet, and with satellite internet, you have no way to stream movies at all. So that was why I originally picked my job with Family Video, was so I could get cheap rentals.
Even if Erie's internet problems are good for the movie rental business, they're holding many others back. In rural Green Township, about 20 minutes from downtown, Paul Zernacki runs a taxidermy business out of his house. That's kind of common around here.
Well, we've got deer heads, we've got turkeys, we've got waterfowl, we've got fish.
At the moment, Zernacki is mounting a brown trout. Paperclips hold its fins as they dry. Then he'll paint the fish scale by scale.
It's tedious.
The look he's after?
Lifelike. Realism to the nth degree.
You know, the kind of thing you'd fire up Google Images for. Zernacki also goes online to connect with customers, like that guy who shipped a giant saltwater crocodile from Australia.
17-footer. Which was pretty neat.
But until recently, the Zernacki family had to make do with just 40 gigabytes of data through their smartphone plan, and it cost them $350 a month.
And you didn't dare get close to the 40 because the overage charges are ridiculous.
That's Christy Mahaney, Zernacki's wife. She says before they were able to get an unlimited plan, each digital interaction came with a cost-benefit analysis, even for school. When 7-year-old Dylan needed to watch an educational video online...
How do you do that when you don't know if you're going to have enough data for it or not? Because if you watch a movie for about an hour and a half, that's about 2 gigs. You're totally doing the math the entire time.
Politicians have been promising to close the digital divide for years, and still roughly 40% of people in rural areas don't have access to broadband, compared to just 4% in cities. And Erie has fought to get big companies like Verizon and Spectrum to bring the county up to speed. But companies don't want to invest unless it's profitable. Lisa Vallemont is a Green Township supervisor and the point person on this.
We, a lot of times, don't meet the 20 homes per mile criteria that a lot of these internet companies want.
So, Vallemont says,
you know, the residents would be required to pay the installation of an estimated $20,000.
Pennsylvania does have a law on the books that required broadband access for everyone by 2015. The problem is it only applied to telephone companies, not cable or internet companies. And it was written in 2004 when high speed meant a download speed of 1.5 megabits per second. The FCC's standard for 2017, 25 megabits per second. Not exactly the sales pitch Christy Mahaney prefers to deliver when she's trying to sell a house. She's a real estate agent in Erie County.
Oh, you want to live there? Well, just so you know, you can't get internet. And can't get internet is almost like saying you have to bring a bucket out to the well and pump your own water.
Whether the Trump administration will actually change that conversation remains to be seen. In Erie County, I'm Caitlin Esch for Marketplace.